The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
Organized crime is now the most immediate threat to our democracy, our society and our economic development. Our primary focus this year is on stepping up the fight against organized crime and criminal syndicates.
When South African President Cyril Ramaphosa declared that organised crime was the most immediate threat facing democracy in the country, he promised that tackling it would be his top priority.
I will be deploying the South African National Defence Force to support the police as we did to great effect with illegal mining.
A month on from that speech, soldiers are beginning to appear on the streets of Johannesburg, marking the first major deployment of troops. South Africa's largest city, with a population of around 6 million, is plagued by violent crime and illegal mining gangs, consistently ranking among the most dangerous cities in the world. Throughout the country, police reported 6,351 homicides from October to December 2025, an average of nearly 70 a day. A resident of Westbury in Johannesburg, Veronica Foster, says she expects the deployment will bring calm.
Now, it's going to be, they'll be calm. I think they will be aware now that the soldiers are here, so the drugs will stop a bit, the shooting will stop.
South African police say troops will be deployed across 5 of the country's 9 provinces, with the focus on places with some of the world's highest rates of violent crime. The country has deployed the army several times to deal with public disorder in recent years. In 2020, soldiers were also deployed to enforce strict lockdown rules during the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic. Westbury local Brittany Scott says she's hopeful their presence will make a difference.
It's a different feeling because the last time we saw them was during COVID, so it's actually nice seeing them again. We feel more safe, I hope. There's going to be a difference. I hope they'll make a difference.
Dotting the outskirts of Johannesburg, abandoned mine shafts have become hotspots for illegal gold mining. Authorities in South Africa estimate around 30,000 illegal miners are operating in some of the country's 6,000 abandoned mines. They say these gangs are typically run by heavily armed crime syndicates, often brutal in defending their operations. While many are welcoming of the troops, Westbury local Moesha Boyson says authorities need to actively dismantle the gangs.
How long are they going to be trying to come and trying to protect our communities? Because the moment they leave, it's back to normal. It's back to normal. They're out here driving in their cars. I hope they can go by foot, door by door. Not driving in their cars, standing with their big guns for no reason. They need to stand up and walk with the community because we are tired. They are standing around, as you can see. They are not going door by door. As they heard, there's a massive shooting happening in Westbury all the time.
Street gangs are also a major issue in the country, with rival groups battling for control of the illegal drug trade and getting involved in extortion and contract killings. Bystanders, including children, are often caught in the crossfire, losing their lives as collateral damage in the gang-related shootings. In Cape Town, one of South Africa's most popular tourist cities, authorities say the Western Cape province is where around 90% of the country's gang-related killings take place. Craven Engel is the founder of Ceasefire, a public health-focused non-profit in Cape Town designed to prevent gang violence. He says the presence of these gangs hinders the development of communities.
There's nothing happening within the community if there's gang violence, because everybody then blames it on this 5% of groupings that's creating the violence, you know, and the other 95% now suffers on account of this 5% of grouping that creates the violence. So what they do with it, the impact is that no developmental stuff happens within communities.
Well aware of South Africa's past and the troops deployed to suppress pro-democracy protests under apartheid, President Ramaphosa says it's important the army is not deployed without good reason. But with murder rates jumping 25% between 2019 and 2024, he says it has now become necessary. In the suburb of Rivoli, resident Yasin Bota says he feels far safer knowing the army is nearby.
I feel unsafe because we don't know when's the next thing going to happen, and we don't know who's it targeted. So,
employment, they will welcome even a single day without a shooting.
I think from my point, there's a mixed emotions when it comes to the army. A lot of people want the army here because they are sick and tired of the violence. It looks to them as if nothing brings solutions. So there's a good percentage of people, from my point, is that they want the army here. They're hoping that the army will bring a little bit of peace. In fact, even when we come and we create solutions, even if it's for one day, the community would start clapping hands because there's a day without shooting.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theatre, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman.